Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is Santiago Charter School, and today, my daughter Salish
will be principal of the school for a day at least.
Salish will try to create the perfect school.
No more homework!
But she will have to face all the challenges of being a principal. And knowing Salish, what could possibly go wrong? At the end of the day, the students will vote if Salish is a better principal than their actual principal.
And if I win, I get to shave my dad's head.
Please lose.
I'm not gonna lose. Hey, students.
This is your new principal, Salish.
New rule?
No more dress code.
Bye.
Oh. That goes for principals, too.
No more dress code, baby!
You can go into your little office and watch everything I do because you're going to be bald by the end of the day. Bye!
Okay, I'm going to be watching everything on this monitor. I am crossing my fingers that she loses this vote because I do not want to be bald.
Hi, everybody. I'm Salish, your new principal.
Should have said she's like 15.
And they're like, who's this girl?
You guys are all tired because you guys had to wake up early, right?
Yeah.
And you were up late doing homework, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be tired anymore because from now on, new rules, Starbucks in class.
She actually got a barista with an espresso machine.
Remember to vote for me at the end.
She's just trying to buy votes by bribing them with coffee.
My mom doesn't let me have Starbucks, so this is great.
Salish! Salish! Salish!
They're chanting her name.
I've got a list of super cool changes I'm gonna make to the school. This is gonna be so easy.
I'm done.
Dad, you're gonna be so bald.
Starbucks is open for free coffee.
She's making it free. She's gonna spend the entire school budget just on Starbucks.
Free Starbucks? That's my principal.
I'm kind of an artist.
Hi, are you the teacher for this class?
Yes.
I'm the new principal, and the students are just gonna get some coffee, and they'll be ready in like 10 minutes. Wait.
Classic Salish. She leaves right before the chaos starts.
Starbucks! 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 Starbucks!
Salish, school is about education. It's not about coffee.
Nice office. Okay. Just gotta make some changes real quick.
Excuse me, Principal Salish?
I don't think you should call me Principal Salish. That low-key sounds kind of weird.
Sure, how about Principal Say-Say?
That was 5 years ago. Just call me Salish.
Got it. You have 2 candidates to interview today.
Oh, who?
Gym teachers.
Oh, that will be fine.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Guys, I really don't think we need more caffeine.
This isn't going to end well, right? I mean, the woman can't even teach the class.
Just place your order, sit down, and then your orders will be brought to your seat. Okay, one at a time.
She looks like she's gonna lose it.
One at a time, please.
Santiago has great teachers, and she's one of them, but the decision Principal Salish just made is making it impossible for her to do her job.
Well, here at Santiago, we take athletics very seriously. So are you guys ready?
Uh-oh. You're supposed to say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Start running.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep going. Faster!
Look at how she's talking with authority as if she has any idea how to interview a gym coach.
Okay, everyone's drinks have been placed and we can finally get on with our lesson. Chapter 8. The big house did prove a palace beautiful. Excuse me, but can you turn that off?
What did you say?
I can't teach.
Oh, no, I can't hear you with the blender on.
Can you turn that down?
Turn it
down?
Okay,
no,
yeah.
no,
Parents out there, don't your kids think that they can basically do everything better than you? I know mine does, but guess what? She's gonna discover that something impulsive like this is actually gonna have negative consequences.
Negative consequences.
Amy was much offended that our overtures are
paid. All right, I got an order ready for Tome.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, I just gotta run this drink real quick.
Here you go.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Just to be clear, this has no caffeine, right?
Yeah. You're fine, okay. You're fine.
Thank you so,
no
thank
worries.
Was that the last one?
Oh, I only have 8 more to go. Should be done in a jiffy, no worries.
But I don't know how I'm going to continue doing our lesson with Miss Barista in the classroom.
They're getting coffee rather than getting an education. That's not the best move as a principal.
Next is push-ups.
She just thinks she can do anything. This is why you shouldn't be a principal, Say. You don't need to test their strength. You need to test if they would be good leaders as gym coaches.
All of your drinks have now been served. And if you want any more, I'll be right here.
In. Everyone has their drinks. Let's start the lesson. So,
now that all the students are super caffeinated, it's pretty much impossible for them to pay attention in class. And while this teacher is struggling because of Salish's Starbucks idea, the gym teachers are getting absolutely demolished by Salish.
First person to fall loses, and the winner gets the job.
So, what do you like about Santiago?
Spanglish?
Is Santiago the best school ever?
The best.
Yeah. Why do you want to work here?
Because all the kids are nice.
They're great.
What does trivia have to do with a wall sit? What does Salish have to do with being a principal?
Are you guys getting tired?
No, you look like you're tired. I'm a champ.
You look like you're really tired.
I'm built for this.
Oh! We have a winner!
That was the worst job interview I've ever seen.
Congratulations, you won.
Great.
Oh, exciting. Your first class starts right now.
Hold on, what?
Gym class!
Best school ever!
Best school
ever! Bye, guys! I love this job!
That was awful.
Students got over-caffeinated and learned absolutely nothing. Salish, you are so far a terrible principal, but they love you.
Thank goodness I didn't get that job. Worst principal ever.
Oh, no.
Gym class! No.
So funny, Bob. Being a principal is so easy.
You sure about that? Being a principal means you gotta deal with unexpected situations, and this is the first one.
I have to deal with emotions now? Bruh.
Salish is never gonna change.
Today, the kids start going crazy because I find a Starbucks in my classroom. How can I teach them to be smarter, to be wiser, to be better people in the world when all they can think about is ordering a drink? You did this to me. How are you going to fix it?
The teacher's upset because she wasn't able to do her job.
I've got just the idea. No more Starbucks.
Wait, what? No! I'm gonna lose my job.
Oh, I have to deal with this now. You know, this is a school, right? Kids kind of gotta learn things. I'm sure you could get a job at Starbucks.
Are you firing me?
Unfortunately, yeah. Hold up, before I fire you, you made me a pink drink.
No!
What? I guess I can figure it out. How hard could it be? Actually, maybe not.
In 2 minutes, you made 2 employees cry. How are you gonna win the vote at the end of the day if everybody's crying? Oh, right, because the students are voting. Oh, the students still love you. Let's see how the students feel when they get back to class. There's no Starbucks. She might not be so popular after that.
What happened to y'all? Why y'all acting like that?
We had so much Starbucks and we have so much energy! Yeah!
They are so hyped up on sugar and caffeine that I don't think they're gonna learn anything in this class either.
Teacher, what are we gonna do in gym class? Now run in place. Get the knees up. Come on. Come on. I wanna see a spot on that thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Come on. Get them arms out. Push up. Get down. Oh. Smell that clean floor.
You can't do it.
Huh? You can. And you will. If you have an issue with my teaching, you have an issue with Principal Salish.
This isn't even fun. Starbucks in class was amazing, all right? This is not amazing at all.
I don't want her to be our principal anymore.
Students are suddenly not so satisfied with Salish. Yes!
Now on to the fun stuff. We go do some planks. Complainers, come on. You want to get your core right? Get right up in there. You can feel it.
you know, flex your toes. You know, I remember back in the Army, I used to do these. I used to sit there all day for a whole hour. Big dog, you know what I'm saying? Y'all with me, right? Y'all with? What are you crazy kids doing? Principal Salish made me the gym teacher. You're supposed to be doing planks.
Principal Salish was right about Starbucks, but not right about you.
Don't vote for Salish.
Principal Salish messed up.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Give me that ball. Are you tired now? Huh? Looks like y'all ran out of caffeine, huh? Ha ha.
Guys, we can get more coffee in the classroom. Let's go.
I don't know about everyone else, but I had a blast in gym class. Getting chased around by the gym teacher and chucking a dodgeball at him, like, that was awesome.
I think I did a good job. Principal Sailor's giving him coffee? That was a bad idea.
Oh my God. What? Where's the coffee? Where is it?
Wait, everybody, wait. Let me explain. Get in your seat.
Coffee. Sailor's about to find out the consequences of her actions. Principals have to deal with the good and the bad. They have to deal when students are happy with them and when they're not happy with them. Let's see how Sailor's handles this.
Okay. Let me explain. So I kind of had to fire the barista.
What? They're not happy, Sailor. They're not going to vote for you. I'm keeping my hair, yes.
You guys only need caffeine because you're tired, right?
Yeah.
Because you were up late doing your homework, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, where is she going with this?
Well, guess what? New rule, no more homework. Yeah!
What?
Dad, I got this one in the bag.
She's just going through the checklist of all the stuff kids would want from school. Coffee in school, no homework. Is this gonna work?
What is she thinking? This is about education.
Just wait until the end, Salish, because I got a big surprise for you, little girl.
Salish! Salish!
Clean up this mess. Let's go. Chop, chop.
A little tough love. That's what the principal should be doing rather than just trying to buy votes.
Principal, your next interview is a potential transfer student. He needs a new place for school.
Here's another unexpected thing Sales is gonna have to deal with, a parent-student tour.
The school is very, very low on money. We need this family to sign up. We're in trouble otherwise.
I got you.
I don't think she got it at all.
Spending all the money on Starbucks. Maybe they already ran out of money.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Let's move on with our lesson. We're gonna review.
Wait. Just to be clear, does that mean we get no coffee?
No coffee.
Ugh. What?
Coffee's done. Let's get back to math.
Welcome to Santiago. I'm Salish. I'm the principal. Our school, we just wanna make all the kids happy. And I'm a kid, so I'm pretty good at it. There's a lot of good classes. The kids learn a lot of stuff and they go to college and whatever. We have a Starbucks. Oh wait, no, we don't anymore. But it's a great school. Want to sign up?
That was actually her pitch.
First, we have a few questions.
Okay, I'm good at those.
Do you offer foreign language classes?
How long do teachers typically work here?
What is your dress code policy?
How do you help struggling students?
What are your rules about being late to school?
How often do students transfer out of school?
How did you become a principal?
What has been your hardest experience as principal of the school?
And why are you a child?
Excuse me? I'm 15.
I'm 14 now. And I know I've changed since the last time you've seen me. I'm not a little boy anymore. Grown man.
Let's go on a tour.
This school is awesome.
Ian, come on.
Say you had $1,000. You wanted to put it into a savings account. And the savings account yields 2.5% APR. How much money would you have after 7 years?
A lot.
Okay.
Students are getting tired. Caffeine is wearing off.
You're having a caffeine crash. We've lost another class because of coffee.
Oh, this is sad. All she wants to do is teach them, and Sailor's are just getting in the way of that.
But it seems like she had the perfect idea to wake up her students.
Principal Salish forgot to mention one thing. If you're not doing any homework, that means you have to do twice as much work in class.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, that got him. You know what that is? A consequence for your decision, Salish.
You're gonna stay a little later after school today, and we're gonna do all of the work that was missed.
Let's go! How are the kids gonna like that, Salish? I don't think they're gonna be very happy with you at all, and I don't think I'm going ball. Oh! They are so angry. No Starbucks and now extra time in school with more work.
If I come to the school, I'm gonna see you every day.
I don't know about about that one.
Excuse me? What's in this classroom?
Art class.
Art? I can't even see anything.
Chomping on gum, oversized sweatshirt, and that's how she presents herself as a principal? There's no way they're gonna leave Ian in this school.
This is obviously the library.
You strongly encourage reading.
Yeah, I love reading. Go reading.
Which one is your favorite?
Salish hasn't read any of those books.
Who's your favorite author?
I love Fic Mar.
Okay.
Fic is for fiction. Mar is the initials of the author. Dude.
Yeah, they're my favorite. Anyways, are you guys ready for the finale? We get to go see a classroom with really great teachers. Let's go. Come on.
Man, right now, everybody is freaking out. That's not going to be a good look.
This isn't fair.
You're so mean.
This is awful.
I want to leave.
So now I'm going to show you just a really nice class. I love them all so much. Class is just so excited to be learning. So
No.
Really excited because they have like.
Absolutely not.
How are you gonna fix this? You lost the money, you lost your budget, you lost the student, you failed this one. No way you're winning the vote.
No homework and Starbucks. I love this school. Please, please let me come. I'll be the perfect student. I'll show up every day. I'll get all A's, A pluses actually.
Do not say yes. I want her to run out of money. Please do not say yes.
I'll do all my homework on time the second I get
one
it.
Day.
Please.
You get one day.
One
and then we'll
day.
Talk.
Yeah, here, where's my C?
No, one day is all she gets. Please do not give her money.
All right, guys, out you go. This is an amazing school. It's such a nice school. Your little Ian will be fine. Don't worry, guys. I take education very seriously. What class is this again?
History.
History class? I don't really like that class. So, your new class is how to go viral on TikTok.
Huh? Wait, she just changed the class from history to TikTok?
Meet your new substitute teacher.
Hi, guys. Hello, guys. Hello. Get ready to go viral.
Salish hired Markel Washington, TikTok star, as a substitute teacher. That must be so expensive. How much is he charging her? She's running out of money fast.
Sweetheart, I have this. You can take that. Let's get you some coffee or something.
I quit.
Oh, that's fine. How are you guys doing?
The teacher just quit. This might make Salish temporarily popular, but long term, is it good for the school?
Are you guys ready to go viral?
Yeah! Are you guys happy?
Yeah!
You love TikTok?
Yeah!
Are you gonna vote for me?
Yeah!
No, no, you're not gonna vote for her.
Y'all better vote for her so we can shave her dead head, right?
Yeah! Let's see what this class is about.
For phase one of going for a viral video, you're going to work on your lighting.
Yes, lighting!
If you wanna be a TikToker, listen to this lesson. Otherwise, this has nothing to do with school. Oh, what, everyone wants to be a TikToker?
You do not wanna have shadows over your face.
No shadows!
It looks like Salish wants to teach the class.
Phase one is what?
Phase one,
lighting!
Yes!
Phase two.
Framing!
That is right! I had a friend. We're gonna do on-screen text.
You have to be right in the middle.
Correct, that is
yes,
true.
Yes.
Phase two is what?
Framing!
Salish looks like she's having a blast.
Here we go. I'm gonna show y'all the night. Hold it up, say.
It's
the
up.
Overhead light. No, it needs to be up. Can you see the desk or the?
No, you can't see it.
You only see my body.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You aren't giving me any movement.
What am I supposed to do?
You aren't doing a Harlem shake, but just make it look like I'm doing a little something. 1, 2, 3. That's two. What are you doing? We're not flying around Saturn.
I'm moving the camera.
Keep the eyes here. Thank you.
Whatever she's paying Markel is worth it because he's teaching a great TikTok class right now, but the problem is it's probably gonna bankrupt the school. You know what happens if you run out of all the money in the school budget? They might have to sell the school bus, the tables, the chairs, this desk. Who knows?
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. You know what? You're the principal. I'll just teach the rest of the class and you can just have a seat. Step three is authenticity. You have to feel the movements to make your video go viral. Actually believe in what you're doing.
Authenticity. Got it. I'm gonna make a viral TikTok.
It's like a hitch and a kick. Alrighty, y'all picking up what I'm putting down.
Yes.
Let's see how authentic you can be. Show me a move. I don't believe it.
Yes.
Work on it. Yes, that's what I mean! That one has a lot of personality. It's there. We want to be able to showcase how authentic we are through the movement so we can build what? Community. So we can build what?
Community!
Right.
Get ready to get loose and get that movement going.
Looks like everybody's having a blast. TikTok class, this was a great idea. I'm afraid that this is gonna happen to me. And I don't want it to. They got the theory, now it's time to learn some moves.
5, 6, gotta be quick about it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I love this. This group here, star quality.
1, 2, 3, 4, I get it. Oh no, I'm gonna lose, this is fun.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and.
There's no way that Salish in charge of the school for the whole year would work, but she might get through for another hour or two and win the vote. That's what concerns me.
We can't film our TikToks. We're not allowed to have our phones in class.
Actually, I have decided as your new principal to let you guys have your phones.
She's letting them have phones in class? I'm gonna be bald. No!
For the rest of the class, you can use your phones. Maybe study something a little, but whatever.
Way to go, principal.
Right before the vote, I have one prank I can throw, only one. She won't see it coming, but if it doesn't work, she's gonna win this vote, I'm sure of it. Now that they've learned the basics, it's time for the class to apply their knowledge on TikTok. But it seems like not everybody is enjoying that new idea.
I know we're supposed to be TikToking, but I'm a DoorDash.
Guys, yeah, I mean, we should probably learn something, yeah? No, it's not what school's all about.
This is the worst idea for education. You can't learn anything if you got a phone in class.
Oh my goodness, these were my best dance moves ever. I'm gonna post this.
What's that about? Bully girl seems kind of mean.
This, it was so mean.
Well, you're not good at dancing, so.
Why is she being so mean?
Why is everybody so negative on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true, there is a lot of negativity on TikTok. I mean, even I get it all the time, and people say stuff, and like, no, Sandy, don't show what they're actually saying. Just cut, don't show what they're saying. That's so awkward.
That's actually a great idea.
I have an announcement. I have this app. It's called Cover Star.
There's a lot of negativity in this room and we need to get rid of it.
So Cover Star is exactly like TikTok and it's all positive.
All positive, so that negativity is going out of the window.
I just joined Cover Star and if you guys join too, you can follow me at Salish.
I love that Salish is talking about Cover Star because truthfully, as a parent, if she's gonna be on her phone and scrolling apps, I would much prefer that she's scrolling Cover Star because when you read the comments, it's kind of like being at your own birthday party. I mean, everybody is super supportive and positive.
We did happen to see some negativity in the classroom and we need to get rid of that negativity because negativity is not the bestivity. Positivity is key. Only on Cover Star, thank you.
Cover Star is exactly like TikTok and it has the same dances, sounds, and trends. And the best part about it is there's no hate.
Principal Salish came through. She was there for me in the hard times.
Everybody, it's lunch and I've got a special surprise for you.
Thank you.
Salish might be the most popular principal in the United States right now. And in an hour, there's a vote, and I'll go bald if she wins.
Don't worry about packing up. You're going to detention. There are no bullies in my school.
No bullies in my school? I like that. If Cover Star was a principal, it would be Salish.
I think I'm winning people over. They've loved what I've done so far. I got them Starbucks, no more dress code. I showed them like a really good app. I've literally done everything and their lunch this time is gonna be amazing. Dad, I'm sorry, cause you're probably gonna have to shave your head and you're gonna look really funny.
Baggy sweatshirt, tank top, chomping gum. That's your principal and she's gonna maybe win.
I will not use TikTok, only Cover Star. I am not voting her for principal.
I know that the lunch is good at Santiago, but don't you guys want catering?
Yeah!
From now on, for lunch, we have catering.
What? Catering in school? How could she even afford this?
There's so much
much your pencils. Pencils.
Everybody ready for some mood lighting?
For your first course, this is a tomato bisque from Paris, prepared by a 5-star chef.
This is like 5-star dining at school for lunch.
And for those of you missing your Starbucks, I have fresh coffee imported from Colombia.
She's just buying their votes.
Wow, thank you.
I've never seen our students happier. Salish is absolutely going to win and Jordan's gonna be bald by tonight.
Can she be principal for the whole year?
No, she can't be principal for the whole year because she couldn't afford it. She can just do this for one day. She's gonna lose the entire budget.
Mmm, it's so good.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
Do you see how happy they are, Dad?
Oh my gosh! What?
Sorry, everybody, but we seem to have a problem.
Wait, what?
Principal Salish has spent the entire school budget today!
What?
And as a result, the school has no more money to rent all these potatoes. I'm from School Rental Inc., and all of this stuff is ours, and I'm taking it back.
What's School Rental Inc.?
School Rental Inc.? She spent all the money already? They're gonna take away everything? What?
Whoa, wait, I can fix this.
Too late.
What?
My shirt, my pants, my shoes. My parents are gonna be so mad.
I'm gonna take every chair and table out of the school.
Oh my God, this is getting away from her.
Principal Salish is making the school kind of crazy.
She's completely losing control. They don't trust her anymore. Now is the time for me to do my prank, right now.
Don't worry, everybody. I will figure this out. I just have to, what do I do? Anyone know what to do?
You've lost control of this school.
Yeah! What? What did I just do?
She's not cut out for this, and just between us, I think she caused the fire.
She's not gonna be able to handle this. We set the fire alarm to only ring inside the school. These are not real firefighters, they're actors, and Principal Ashley is totally in on everything.
Where's the fire? I need to know what's going on.
I don't know.
People might get hurt. Come on, I need some answers.
Maybe someone pulled the alarm, I don't know.
Pulled the alarm? People can get in trouble for that, and this school can be fined and go out of business. I need some answers.
What kind of principal is this? I can't even trust her.
This is working.
Stop! Guys, I'm gonna figure this out.
Sam's just panicking.
Do you know how much money the school will lose if this is a false alarm? You're gonna be out of business.
If you pull a fire alarm and there's no fire, there's a huge fine.
This school is finished.
Hold on. Andre, thank you so much for the apple pie. Please tell your wife that was really thoughtful. Mario?
Yes.
How's your daughter doing?
Good, good.
Great. I'm so sorry about this. I will definitely handle this and take care of whatever our issue is here. I think somebody just pulled the alarm.
Ashley, you know what? Because you're a real principal, we're gonna let this one slide.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Andre. Thank you, Mario.
You might want to think about not hiring children next time.
I'm 15.
Thanks, guys.
Salish isn't looking happy. I think my prank worked because the students are loving Ashley, but I don't know for sure. Time for the Pope. Please don't let me get my head shaved. Now is the moment of truth. My bald head is in the students' hands.
Now, before we vote, does anybody have anything to say? Yes.
Honestly, even with all the craziness that went down, this was the best day of school I've ever had.
Yeah.
I'm Team Salish all the way.
Yeah. I'm TikTok famous because of Salish.
Guys, wait a second. Today was fun. I mean, with all due respect to Salish, what did we learn? What did we get done? Seriously, we got teachers that come in here every day and give their all to make sure we grow. And we didn't show them any respect today.
Yeah,
it was fun, but look, maybe some of the things school teaches us is about doing things that we don't necessarily want to do in order to grow. I don't feel good about today. It was fun, but school's about growing.
Yes, okay. Let's give it up for EJ. Okay, now, it's time for a vote. First, applaud as loud as you want for Salish.
Yes!
fact, I really liked you. Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
And now let me hear an applause for Ashley.
Principal Audrey.